And welcome to this edition of YCSO Behind the Badge. I'm Deputy Trent Ferris, Public Information Officer here at the York County Sheriff's Office. And we appreciate you coming back and listening to this podcast, because all you're doing is learning a little about the ins and outs of the York County Sheriff's Office. We're pulling back the veil, so to speak, on what goes on here and about all the hardworking men and women who serve our citizens each and every day. As we do each and every week, we ask you to visit our website, yorkcountysheriff.com. It's got a brand new look, fresh, clean, new, easier to get to things, especially what we're about to talk about today about the hiring here at the York County Sheriff's Office. It's a tab. Apply here. Hiring. Go there. It's got everything you need to know about how to get hired here at the York County Sheriff's Office. And while you're at it, please go sign up for those Notify Me alerts. If you don't, you're going to miss out. Notify Me alerts will send stuff straight to your email and text message about what's going on here. Not only just community alerts about major events going on, we also are going to start sending our news releases to you, the citizens, via this Notify Me app. Because you know what? My guest here probably doesn't know this. I will introduce you in a second, but I read a statistic months ago where 97, now it's 97, I've been telling you 95, 97% of all Americans have a smartphone of some sort. And 75% of all of those people, I may be getting that wrong, 75% of those people get their news from their phone. They don't watch television anymore. They rarely go to watch the TV news anymore. They go to their phone, whether it's off of a social media platform, or they're going to whatever website is a news outlet website to get their news. So guess what? We're going to do the same thing. We're going to start sending you sheriff's office news straight to your phone and email, because yes, you more than likely are listening to this podcast using your telephone via a social media app or a podcasting service, which comes from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, which is the big one that we use here, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and a couple other podcasting platforms. So there you go. That is why we're doing it. So guess what I did? I told you to go. Hey, make sure you have that microphone turned around, right? Yeah. I was doing it wrong. There you go. Now you can probably hear me better. So with that said, our next guest is about the hiring event. He's Sergeant Michael Hewitt. He's with the Officer of Professional Standards in the Detention Division here at the York County Sheriff's Office. And real quick, man, welcome back to the podcast.
Good morning. Yeah, it's great to be here.
It is a Wednesday morning, and tonight you got a big event coming up, another hiring event that's coming here to the Sheriff's Office. First up, before we get started on anything else, tell us what, when, where, what time folks need to know and everything to be at our hiring event tonight for detention officers and such.
So this will be our seventh hiring event.
Nice.
That we've done. Very successful. The purpose of it is to streamline and expedite the whole hiring process. This one in particular is actually at the old York County Prison, which is what we call Detention Annex now. That's at 778 Justice Boulevard, York, South Carolina, and we run it from 4 to 7 p.m. You can drop in anytime, bring your documents, all that stuff, and we're going to talk about a little bit how filling out the paperwork and the process, how it works.
So the address, mostly sometimes when people put in the GPS address for the Moss Justice Center, it takes you to Justice Boulevard, and it actually takes you all the way around back of the building. So if you want to go to Justice Boulevard, it's the road that is right next to the parking deck and in between the parking deck and animal control. So if you have ever rescued an animal from animal control and or been to the parking deck at the Moss Justice Center, Justice Boulevard is that road. You take that road and keep going until it runs out. Don't make a left. Don't make a right. Don't turn into the employee parking lots. Go all the way to the back where you see this big building with a big red roof, and go into the front door there.
And this afternoon, I'm going to put out signs that kind of lead you the way all the way down there.
Yes. So it's not hard. Yep. And it's a good space. Our last hiring event, I guess number what? How many did you say we had?
This is going to be the seventh now.
So the sixth one. That's sixth where we one. Held it. Yep. All right. And so you said, folks, bring what do they need to bring?
So I would recommend bringing your driver's license, your social security, your birth certificate, high school diploma, college, any sort of certification you may have, so we can make copies of that, because that gets attached to your background file that we, when I process you through our background investigation. It's obviously for human resources and for us, but it's just to get that part out of the way instead of chasing your documents down later after the fact.
I will say this, tell folks to dress for success.
I would recommend that as well, yeah. While it's a drop-in event, of course you want to look your best. So, you know, business casual is something I always tell people if they say, hey, how should I dress for this?
I don't want to talk bad about anybody, but I've seen people come in pajama pants or sweatpants before.
Right.
That
right.
is not dressing for success.
Right.
That is that puts a bad, you know, first impression, I guess you would say. So
I'd agree with so that. to put it lightly.
To make it short, just don't make sure you're giving your best to first impression, because that can go a long way. Because if you go through some of the paperwork, you can get your initial interview right with some of the command staff and you and everybody, right?
Yeah. So you'll come in, have a seat at the table. You'll complete some paperwork. It's a big, thick packet, if you hadn't already filled it out, called the personal history statement. And then while you're completing the paperwork, you'll get pulled for an interview. It'll be a panel interview. No sweat. It's not a big deal. But they ask, obviously, questions that pertain to your character and, you know, what we do here.
The last one, number six. How many? We had a pretty decent turnout that day. And I will say it was, gosh. Yep, as you start scrolling,
I'm going to pull up the numbers here in a moment. off the top of my head, I believe it was 19 detention officers, and
that's how many we got through the process.
That's how many who came to the event.
Okay, 19. Cool.
And then we had two nurses and 8 or 9 booking clerks.
Yeah, so we got a lot of people out of that bunch.
That was a decent one. Yeah.
So you say you got two nurses. We were always looking for nurses. We have always been asking for booking clerks.
My nurses and booking clerks are done. They're full right
full.
Now.
Full. Yes. Pretty much full.
Yes.
But you are looking for detention officers.
Always.
Always looking for detention always. Officers. So first off, let's back up. My next that question's coming back. But the starting salaries. People are like, how much are we going to get paid to do this job? What are some of the starting salary? What is the starting salary for somebody who is walking in the door after they get hired?
Starting salary for a detention officer is $45,599. That's with no experience, no education incentive. While we do offer incentives, we are moving towards a new program. As of right now, we'll look at kind of what you bring to the table as far as your education and experience.
So somebody who has a high school diploma would probably get paid less than somebody who has a college degree.
Correct. And it varies from associates to bachelor's to master's.
Say, hey.
Yeah.
We can use all folks, right? Yep. And then after they go through training, they get a little bump up in pay, right? Once you get in and stay?
So there's 6 weeks of pre-service training. And then for the first year, you get a 2% increase. And then 3 years, you get your another 2% increase. It's just for showing up to work.
So there
just
you go.
For just being yeah. there. That's our step program.
Yeah. You don't have to do anything. You're just here and you're committed.
Correct.
And if you stick around, boom, you get paid.
Yep.
You get a little extra. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know many other companies that are out there who say, yeah, you work for me for a year. You're getting a bonus.
And it doesn't sound like a lot, but it does add up. And we are moving towards other incentives as time goes on. You know, we're a growing agency, so that's a big thing that I kind of push as a recruiter is this, that, you know, we're moving in a direction to where we're going to be looking pretty good here soon.
Yeah. Like the sheriff said the other day in the meeting, we are trending in the right direction. Because, one, you're doing a lot of things. We're doing a lot of things to not just recruit folks, but retain folks. And I was telling you beforehand, well, actually last week when I called you, we were talking, I had a reporter call and ask about this hiring event. And one of his questions were, you know, he said, let me look it up here. Sorry, breaking the fourth wall here. What are some of the challenges for recruiting deputies for the sheriff's office, be it salary or other factors? And the sheriff, you and I, came up with a pretty decent response.
I'd say so.
What was it?
So the response initially was, you know, you can have all the experience. You can come to me and say, hey, I have 10, 15, 20 years experience, but that's great. But the biggest thing I look for as a recruiter, and this is something, you know, this is the core value that we kind of look at in whole, is that you got to have heart. You got to do the right thing. You got to be a good person. You got to have the highest character, you know, because, you know, the community relies on us to have, they have high expectations of us, and we have high expectations of each other. So we hold each other accountable, and we only want people with heart.
And so one of the responses we gave him, and when I ran this by the sheriff, he was like, what else do we need to add? And he said, you know, it's not an issue about recruiting officers. You guys do a great job at that. You go to events, you have these hiring fairs, you go to hiring fairs, people come in the door here randomly during the day, send in applications. That's not the problem. It's retaining officers is what we're working on this year. And if you listen to the podcast the other day with the sheriff, he said that's one of his goals this year for 2024 is to not just recruit officers, but retain these people, both sides, enforcement division and detention division. But it was one of the things you said, it's not, you know, the retaining is partly because people don't really know what detention officers do on a daily basis.
Right. I think that's the biggest challenge is, you know, I get these job fairs I go to, people come up and they're like, well, what's it like? And, you know, I could tell them all day long till I'm blue in the face. However, until you actually do it, you're not going to know.
Yeah. They get it. They get trained. They get hired. They go through the training. And they get to the point where it's like they're in there on their own in the housing unit. And it's not just sitting there in a housing unit all day, you know, making sure people are fed and safe and maintaining a positive atmosphere where there's no drama throughout the day.
Right.
These folks do a lot more than just that. They're teachers, mentors, mental health counselors, right?
Well, it's challenging. It's rewarding, nonetheless. It's not like that show 60 Days In. You know, that's Hollywood. That's dramatized, all that stuff. So it's like that's something I always say as well. I've probably said it before, and I'll say it again. It's just, you know, there's a lot more to sink your teeth into than you really expect. You know, we do a lot more than just supervising them, which is it's the biggest. Yeah, it's what we're charged with, the supervising, care, custody, and control. However, there is a lot more going on there.
Yeah, because people, I mean, if you're, I just put myself in somebody's shoes. Like, you know, I don't have any plans or future plans to become a guest at the York County Detention Center. God forbid.
Well, but you did the ride along as well, so you kind of got
right. I got a little bit of a taste of this.
Yeah,
and you know, some of these folks are just have made one bad decision. The sheriff actually told them this when we had the Beat of Life program. Yes. He said, "I am here. Yeah, I'm the sheriff, but I am one bad decision away from being where you're at." You know, everybody is one bad decision, one bad choice from being in the detention center. And when you go in there, it's like, hey, you know, this is a low part of my life. Might not be rock bottom, but this is right now is a low part. And so a detention officer has to be that type of person, like, hey, yeah, you're in a low spot,
right?
But guess what? You're still 6 feet above the ground. You're still breathing. You still have air in your lungs. We can work through this. And while we're at it, oh, here's your food. Here's your meds. Make sure you're safe. People, you know, we're going to get you through this. I mean, it's that. And it's always cliche when people say, like, I want to get into this to help people.
Yeah.
But truly, if you're wanting to really help people, you go out on the road. But are you helping people by, you know, giving them tickets for speeding? Or, I mean, you're helping these people get through a really tough time in their life, and that's what we're looking for, because like you touched on it just a second ago, we have five core values. If you ever get hired, the sheriff will sit down and he will talk to you about the values here at the sheriff's office, and it's character, honesty, accountability, integrity, and most of all, respect. And he says, if you don't have respect for somebody, this is the sheriff's quote, Sheriff Kevin Tolson says this every time during our hiring or our swearing in ceremonies. If you can't have respect for somebody, I kindly ask you to stand up, take off your gear, leave it behind, and have a nice day. Thank you. Thank you for your time here, because we don't need you if you're not going to have respect for somebody. Right. And that's what we're looking for. And that's not just filling warm bodies. Some agencies have that issue. Like, they're just trying to fill warm bodies into a spot because they need people.
Right.
And then people don't make it.
Right.
People don't make it after like 3 or 4 or 5, 6 months. And so we're looking for somebody who wants to help people and stay in for the long haul.
Yeah.
Because they want to truly help people.
Yeah. And when Sheriff talks about those core values, it's not just for show either. We stand by that.
Yeah. He gives you another little, the spiel we don't put on, you know, Facebook Live when we do these, you know, swearing in events. He does talk real with some of our officers prior to that. And then we get in there and he gives them another talk. And then we go through the swearing in ceremony. So if you haven't checked that out, go check out our Facebook page. We do all of those live, whether it's enforcement or detention side. And hopefully we'll be able to do those a little bit better quality here in the future. Cross your fingers. Hey, cross your fingers, budget folks. Anyway, so I don't know if they're listening. But anyway, we do share that kind of stuff. So, but there's other things that we're doing. We're doing to retain these folks. Sheriff's increased pay. Last July, he increased it to that $45,599. Across the board, he has increased pay. But he's doing some other things, right? Employee wellness. You have, Green. Sergeant Green.
Yes.
Whew. She's about to smack me in the face for not forgetting her name for half a second. Sergeant Green, she's over there with the employee wellness program. She's helping folks out, you know. And what's a new big thing that's coming up?
The break room.
A break room.
It sounds silly, but you know, and he's probably gonna kill me for tooting his horn. But Chief was in there last week painting it himself.
No kidding.
On a ladder, painting it himself.
He sent me a picture.
It looks great.
He sent me a picture, and I'm like, he sent a picture out to say, hey, look what we've done. We've repainted it. We've got this. It's got like booths, like
yeah, like restaurant booths,
restaurant style yep. booths in there. And he sent me this picture, and I was like, dang, I'm gonna come down there and take my breaks.
It's and then we're gonna have vending machines in there, and it's just gonna be a place where people can kind of go and decompress, get away for a minute.
And one of the big things he told me about this break room is like when you're on duty in a housing unit, you can't have your cell phone,
correct?
Bummer. I know we're talking about cell phones and people. 97% of people.
97%. I didn't know that fact. I knew it could have been high, but
it's 97%. So it's people crazy. Are really attached to their phones. But this job, sorry, when you're working and in a housing unit, you can't have your phone because one, if you just happen to set it down,
yeah,
somebody's going to be getting your phone. It could possibly get in your phone and doing some whatever. So it's a security issue. That's why we don't have phones in here. But in the break room, outside of the secured area, you can have your phone and be in there and flick through Facebook or Instagram reels, you know, for your 30-minute break or whatever you go through. So that's big.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, this break room's got some stuff. They got a TV. They're bringing a TV to it.
The TV's there. Salad bar's there. Like
salad bar.
Yeah.
Free.
Fully stocked. Free.
Fully. Salad bar. So if you need lunch.
So just a little something because, you know, two 30-minute breaks, it doesn't give you a lot of time to go out and grab something to eat. So, you know, there you have something at your disposal if you forgot your lunch or if you don't have time or anything like that.
Bring it in. Bring your own stuff and sit there in one of the booths.
You know what else is going in there?
What?
Massage chairs.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
And then I believe it's a pool table.
A pool table.
As well.
In a break room.
In a break room.
I mean, where can you go else to work and have all that stuff, you know, to have for your break? Where you don't, I mean, yeah, it's nice to go out, but like you said, 30 minutes goes quick.
It does.
On a break. Like, that's barely enough to get out the door, go to McDonald's, grab a Happy Meal, and come back. So, all that stuff is, you know, focusing on retaining the officer. Say, hey, we're looking for you. We're looking for your mental health. We're working for your wellness and well-being. And so, yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I guess you can't take folks that are being hired on a tour in there at the moment.
I could. Not at the moment, I probably wouldn't do it, but eventually, once everything gets in there and put in place, eventually.
I'm not just blowing smoke, folks. I was, you know, I get pretty excited about the smallest things.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too. Yeah. And I'm just saying this because it's not a salesman pitch. It's really a really cool place that they're having there for folks to go to during their breaks. Because, you know, where else can you go on a 30-minute break?
Personally speaking, it means a lot to me because I came from somewhere, not to bash them or anything like that, but they wouldn't really invest in their people in a way we've been invested in the last few years here. Like I said, we're a growing agency, so it's something they're investing in us, and I very much appreciate it.
It's huge. It's huge. Invest in your people, and your people give back. Correct. It's like the return on investment is what we're looking for, the ROI in the people in which we hire. So, all right, if you're interested, now that we told you all the cool stuff behind the scenes, which is this is just a scratching the surface. Again, remind folks what's tonight. What's happening tonight?
So tonight from 4 to 7.
Write it down. Well, no, if you're driving, don't write it down.
Yeah, don't write it. Yeah. you may have seen some banners across York County.
Oh, yeah,
well.
Yeah. Those. It's got the QR code. During the Mike Doty ruck, we walked by one. It was right there on 161.
Lake Wiley?
Right here at the main.
I'm still learning.
York Highway.
At the school.
The old York Highway. In Newport. Not Newport, excuse me, Terza.
So they're at the recycling center. There's two there. There's one at the school, and then there's one in Lake Wiley as well.
And if they click on that QR code, it gives them everything they need.
Give you a little bit of information. So tonight, 4 to 7 p.m., 778 Justice Boulevard, York, South Carolina. Just come on down and meet a bunch of recruiters, and we'll hook you up with some paperwork and an interview, and then go from there.
And not only that, you can get like these cool little swag things. Like
I'll have some stuff out.
Little donuts.
My donuts. my stress ball donuts that everybody asks about.
Stress ball donuts that it was so popular that the enforcement recruiters were like, man, we're going to order some donuts too. Yep. That's cool. So that was a good get. That was a good one. So, and remember, if you're putting that 778 Justice Boulevard, you're not going to the front door of the Moss Justice Center, which is 1675 York Highway. Don't write that one down. What you want is 778 Justice Boulevard. It's in between. That road is in between the animal control office and the parking deck of the Moss Justice Center, the employee parking deck. Take that road, go till it ends, and you'll have signs out. You said there's going to be signs directing you to that direction. And you will find your way. I, unfortunately, probably won't be at this one. I apologize because I have some stuff going on tonight that is...
No worries.
I'm going to do my best to get back.
No worries. We're going to make it happen.
I'm going to do my best. So, I know last time we did the Facebook Live video and everybody was, we did all that stuff. So, I'm going to do my best to get there so we can do some Facebook Live stuff to get folks into the door tonight. So, all right, folks. Thanks, Sergeant Hewitt.
No, thank you.
And if you don't remember, if you can't make it tonight, just go to our website, yorkcountysheriff.com. Go look around. It's brand new, nice and colorful, cool, bright colors. It's easier to get around to stuff. Yes, the inmate page is still there. Don't worry. That's number one most visited page on yorkcountysheriff.com. Go look at something else so the inmates can be toppled from their number one status. Inmate page. People like to go see the inmates. But did you know that?
I did.
Number one page?
That's the number
and
one
it's
page.
Not, and number two is just the detention page?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, number two. So in the annual report I'm working on, I just lumped you all into one page because it's basically the same thing, inmates detention. So number one and number two, but you're all lumped into number one. So that gives you something detention's number one. There you go, buddy. Go to yorkcountysheriff.com and go find out all that stuff. Sign up for those notify me alerts. And one last thing, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, tell people about the podcast, not just through Facebook and X and Instagram and LinkedIn and all of our social media avenues. Go talk to them face to face. Go the old fashioned way. Talk to somebody verbally in front of them and say, hey, have you heard about the podcast the Sheriff's Office puts on? It's called YCSO Behind the Badge. It's on all our the big podcasting platforms. Spotify, that's the big one, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all of them. And you could go listen to it and listen to it in your car. But if you're writing down the address to 778 Justice Boulevard for the event tonight, don't do that. Go wait till you get down and listen to your car or whatever. Go on our social media pages. All right, folks. Thank you, as always, for keeping up with everything going here at the Sheriff's Office, York County Sheriff's Office in South Carolina, not Maine, not Pennsylvania, not Virginia, not Nebraska. Just putting that out here. And thank you for listening to Last Year's Show Behind the Badge.